Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to tonight's edition of Students for a Better Future Radio. Tonight, folks, your beloved host is bailing out because she's recovering from the flu. In for me, hosting is Mark Fausen and, of course, the regular Ruben Torres. And we have a great show for you tonight. And, Mark, go ahead. You want to take it away? It's on immigration reform.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, you want to go ahead, Doreen? I was going to introduce Ruthie. Yes, we have with us the third co-host, Ruthie from Minnesota, the land of lakes. How are you, Ruthie?
Ruthie Hendricks, yes.
Hello.
By the way, before I go, Ruthie does a show called The Ruthie Report, and we have the link on that. And Ruthie has been an immigration activist for quite some time, so that would be this is a unique show. So I'm going to bail, Mark. Okay.
Okay. Ruthie's here.
I'm here.
I want to ask you, Ruben. Let's pick up from last week. Are you still in Iowa, or have you returned home?
I returned this past Thursday.
Okay, so you're back in Texas.
I'm back in Texas. Yeah, I have a lot of information. As a matter of fact, tonight's show is great because I have a lot of information regarding illegal immigration in the state of Iowa.
Really? Yeah, because I know Ruthie. I can't wait to hear Ruthie's tales about the Somalis. All the Somalis that they've relocated to Minnesota, and I don't understand that. Dark people from equatorial regions of Africa and put them in the frozen tundra of Minnesota. What the hell is that about?
Well, before we
I'm going to interrupt and just get this out first of all. Thank you to Mark, Ruben, and Doreen for having me on the program. And yes, my name is Ruthie, and yes, I am from Minnesota. I do have a radio program that addresses illegal immigration only. We have included the game of asylum called the refugee program that we currently are witnessing as well. But that is our primary focus on the that I've been doing on the program for years now. Is illegal immigration. Minnesota is very blue. We just had the governor of Minnesota. There was a ruckus about the Somalis that are coming in, some of the refugees, illegal immigration in the state of Minnesota. And Governor Dayton, Mark Dayton, came out and made an unbelievable comment that for those of us that are so biased and so racist and not welcoming to what is transpiring, that we can leave the state. That the state of Minnesota has enough, get this, B-plus white residents. Now, if that's not racism, I don't know what is. But, Minnesota is just losing it. I don't know what else.
Wow, so it sounds like this Dayton is in league then with someone like an Andrew Cuomo of New York State, who announced either earlier this year or late last year that if you're pro-life, if you're pro-gun, if you're pro-Christian, there's no place for you in New York State.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much if you're pro-American,
And you know what? The state that I'm in, New Jersey, next year we'll probably join you because we have Rhino Republican, but at least he is a Republican, and he has been vetoing the crazy radical leftist spending bills coming out of our legislature. but I'm not confident we're going to have a Republican next cycle, and New Jersey is going to join the states that fall within the realm of sanatoriums, you know, mental
yep.
sanatoriums, that is.
Well, and you know, Mark's comment makes is a perfect comment to make. Why would you take Somalians and put them in a state that is freezing cold? We had a snowstorm last night. It was 10 degrees. I mean, this is, you know, why here?
I'm sorry, did you see, were the Somalians frolicking in the snow, Ruthie?
No. But there is an answer to it. The easy answer is that this isn't just in Minnesota. This is across the country. And Minnesota just seems to get a lot of the attention because of the Somali population. We were second in the nation, California beating us. But now some are saying that we have overtaken California as well for Somali population. But
wait,
Lucy, you know,
I have to ask you, did you see any Somali snowmen?
No, Somali snowmen, no. But they are integrating into the communities. And now the trend is that they are moving out of the more metro Minneapolis, St. Paul area into the smaller communities. And what happens is
where they all freeze to death.
Well, and illegal aliens as well. We don't call them undocumented. We don't call them illegal migrants. That's not the correct terminology. The correct term is illegal alien. And
it is illegal alien, but wait a second. You say so. So in addition to equatorial Africans, they're also taking in Central American and Mexican, you know,
yeah.
from very hot climate people, and they're also relocating. Well, you know what? Your state has Al Franken. You know,
You got Al Franken, you got
Dayton. Well,
we
can
both.
I ask who's the other senator from Minnesota? Is he a Democrat also?
All of them. I can't. His name is not coming to me at the moment. He actually took his oath on the Quran here in Minnesota. So sad. But with illegal immigration, what happens is the Somali population pretty much did stay and reside in the metropolitan Minneapolis-St. Paul area, whereas the illegal aliens from south of the border and beyond, because they're coming in from all over the place, they would more target more of the small, tiny towns that we have. And, you know, the city that I'm in, we do not have a large population, really, to speak of either illegal aliens nor Somalis or refugees. But the surrounding communities, the little towns, are being taken over.
Yeah, look,
I've
traveled on business to Minnesota. I've been in Bloomington and Minneapolis and St. Paul's. And one of the things that I was told was, correct me if I'm wrong.
Keith Ellison, sorry. I had to say that before I forgot it. Keith Ellison took his oath on the Quran.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a congressman. He's not a senator.
No, he's a congressman, yep. Oh, we got all kinds of them up there.
Yeah, you have that clown. I know he's also from Minnesota. Go ahead, Ruben.
As I was saying, in my travels to the great state of Minnesota, I learned that there's a lot of religious organizations that have brought people from Ecuador, from South America, from Central America, and they've moved into the communities in different parts from the metro area, and also Bloomington and other areas. That has been a program that has been in place for a while now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they keep bringing more folks from Central, like Mark was saying, Central America and South America, very hot climates, into the state of Minnesota, which is, I was there 2 years ago, and it was minus five. every day.
We do have indoor plumbing for those listening around the country that wonder. Yes, we do.
It flushed toilets and everything.
Yeah,
and we can laugh at ourselves. You know, we get this quite often. But yeah, and it the bottom line is that Minnesota, pick any state, maybe not California, but you know we got a lot of patriots out there fighting. But pick any state in the United States, and we, the people, number these nut jobs that are calling their own residents, their own citizens, racist and telling us to leave the state. We outnumber these people, and that is the bottom line. We have to form a unity and be heard and not let the minority, especially those at the top, run this country into the ground.
Yes, and when she says minorities, I just wanted to clarify, she doesn't mean ethnic minorities. She means
no.
Political minorities.
Exactly, political.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Well,
yes, or John Boehner, or John McCain, or let's just start there, or epic failure himself, Obama.
Right, like I said, I just came back from the state of Iowa. I was working and doing some work for Ted Cruz.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yes, and what happened, and what I was informed by a lot of people is that because of the food processing business that Tyson and Quaker Oats, there's a large illegal immigrants, illegal aliens in
yeah.
the state of Iowa, and that has been there for quite a few years. I mean, I was unaware that the food processing was so big in the state of Iowa.
Oh, it's huge. We have, like here in southern Minnesota, Hormel, and wherever the food processing, the chicken plants, those kinds of facilities are, of course, they're utilizing illegal alien labor, which really, truly is nothing more than slave labor, and the illegal alien just isn't wise enough to have figured that out yet. But, you know, it used to be years and years ago that working at a Hormel plant was a good job, and you could raise your family, and, you know, it paid well, and, you know, many of those jobs just kind of, unfortunately, pardon my French, suck, but you know what? It was okay. You could raise your family. Now, because of all of the imported or kind of screaming across the border, cheap slave labor, those salaries have come down, and they're being filled by illegal aliens. And unfortunately, actually, you know, there's many stories out there where these facilities are actually so detrimental to the illegal alien that's employed on top of it. They're scams. They're bringing them overseas and, you know, threatening these people. There was a story a couple of years ago where they brought them in illegally, and to be allowed to stay here, they had to work. And many of them were working 6-7 days a week, 15 hours a day, and getting almost absolutely nothing in compensation because
that's
the crooks that were hiring them were taking rent off the top and this off the top. And if they complain, they threaten to call ICE.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Well, it's the old I owe my soul to the company store type of deal.
Exactly, exactly. And
you know, go ahead. I just wanted to say this one thing, that anytime I hear anyone talk about illegal immigration, I never, never hear anyone talking about these probably over 10 million people that are working off the books and paying no taxes. Because if you are an illegal immigrant, how can you be on the books?
Well,
you know?
Well, they get around it. And they are, this government is selectively going after companies that...
Oh, yeah, they'll only go after the Republican companies or companies that they know... because they've weaponized the IRS, they go over who's the big donations and donors to Republican or conservative causes, and they're the ones that they go after. That's quite clear, you know, with everything weaponized. Our government's been weaponized by the Obama Bolsheviks.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting you bring up being paid under the table, because that is rarely discussed, nor is the remittances out of this country, the millions and millions of dollars.
Millions.
That...
It's over. The last I saw, I thought it was $65 billion going from the U.S. to Mexico.
I saw 62.5, you know, give a billion here
right,
or there.
Right,
yep.
close. Yep. Now, the thing is that you have to understand now, for instance, where I live in New Jersey, I'm in an Agenda 21 type complex, and across the street from me is a WIC office. So I see all these Mexican women and Mexican children predominantly in this area patronizing this. Now, I don't see their men, but I do see a lot of men shaping up outside of the, well-known points in New Jersey. I see a lot of Mexican men, you know, shaping up for work. So I'm concerned that the men are working off the books, getting money. On the books, they have no income. They're getting all this taxpayer freebies, and we're all getting screwed here. To the tune of tens of billions, if not more. Go ahead.
Well, being under the table, there was about 3 years ago, I cannot remember which event it was out there, a terrible, terrible storm. I can't remember which one exactly. But what they did is they went out, and it was the bleeding heart story for all of these poor, undocumented, like, one, and it goes on in this article, in print, to tell us that he's all upset and doesn't know what he's going to do because he was being paid under the table and had all of his money stashed in his apartment that is now gone. You have got to be kidding me. We have it in print taking an American's job. We have it in print, in the story, per him, that he was being paid under the table and hiding the money. And now it is this, golly gee, Ruthie, how can you be so uncompassionate and mean-spirited that some guy is taking an American job, getting all the benefits he can, getting paid under the table, and when a storm comes along and he loses it, we're all supposed to just fall to pieces. Get a grip.
Yeah. Well, let me interject now. I've always said on this show that we need to take care of this immigration, illegal immigration issue that we have. We need to secure the border. I mean, there's no way. I've been to the Rio Grande. I have family that actually is patrolling the southern border. Right in Laredo, I've spoken to a lot of Border Patrol officers, and they're telling me that they've cut their hours, they've reduced some of their benefits, and they're trying to do their best, but the people on the top, from Obama down, are the ones that are basically handicapping and putting so much pressure. Not to stop the entry of some of the people who are trying
to screw over the military. They're screwing over the Border Patrol. They're trying to demoralize them. They are trying to put impediments there. They're just lowering morale purposely. First of all, I'm going to have to say this. I don't believe any of the numbers I'm seeing. I think there are hundreds of thousands of more illegal immigrants and Muslim refugees that are being let in than we are being told. I don't believe a single number or word emanating from anyone in this Bolshevik apparatchik administration. Okay, so I have to get that out. And I'm very confident the numbers are a lot higher.
CNS News just put out an article December 28th, and they state, according to Customs and Border Protection, that we had 106% 106%, 106% more unaccompanied alien children. You know, and it's amazing that, you know, somebody with a 5 o'clock shadow is actually under the age of 17, but be that as it may, crossing across the southern border, that we had from between October 1st and November 30th of 2015, they had 106% more during the same time the year before. 106%. And the family units went up like, what was it? It was unbelievable what that percentage was. But here's the bottom line on securing the border. Everybody uses that, unless you really mean it, like Ruben and Mark and Doreen and I and millions of others. But it's a talking point in Washington, D.C. We were promised in 1986 that this would be addressed if we did it one more time. It is such a bunch of bullshit, baloney, I can't hardly believe it. They continue to grant amnesties. Most people don't know. There's been 7 amnesties since then, probably 8 now. But securing the border, that border could be secured tomorrow if the political will was there. I am so tired of hearing any politician, I don't care what letter they have behind their name, I don't care anymore. I'm so tired of hearing, well, we have to secure the border first. Well, we have a whole bunch of candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America in 2016, and I see nothing happening. But we have it in print that need minors, which is the game, send the kids with the smugglers and then let DHS, you know, finish the smuggling job and deliver them somewhere in the United States. We have 106% more than last year. And what do we see on the border? Nothing.
Nothing.
And
plus, you don't even see anything about it really in print. I mean, if there was something negative a Republican president was doing, we'd be getting hammered and right and left, every news bite, every that they could get in. But you see, here's the problem, Ruthie and Ruben, the two R people, my two R hosts. we're up against two things. Number one, illegal immigration is a twofer for the Democrat Party, and there's also much in it for the Republicans. Number one, they're getting billions of dollars to distribute to their friends, their pals, their other radical leftists, their other pro-Muslim groups. And so they get to distribute this money to the leftist and Muslim causes and persons. The second thing they get is they believe they're going to be getting more Democratic voters, which is why they're flooding Minnesota to make sure that Minnesota turns into a Democratic state. Oh, by the way, I don't use the red blue. Yeah, it is. I know. There was one of the few states that elected a governor this go around. But I refuse to use the red-blue comparisons to the Democrats and Republicans, because to me, the Democrats should be the reds. I mean, who is the bozo that made the Democrats the blues? Get the hell out of here. The Democrats are the damn reds.
I've had it with both of them. True.
I mean, I won't go into the Corker Amendment. I won't go into lowering the filibuster rule back to 50 by the Republican Senate so the Democrats can purposely tie everything up. You see, what's going on, students and patriots, is heads they win, tails we lose. This is what's going on, and this is why America, most of America, wants a wrecking ball named Donald Trump to go into D.C. and to just scatter these people that, I tell you, most Americans have two words that I could think of that describe Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. And those two words are disdain and revulsion. So go Donald Trump.
You know, you know, for so long there's been this premise by many patriots out there that really do want to save this country, that, you know, we're going to take the party back. And, you know, you can only for so long believe that when you have things like today, Trey Gowdy coming out and supporting and endorsing Marco Rubio.
I threw him overboard. As soon as I heard that, Trey Gowdy overboard in my book.
Well,
forget about it.
I was personally myself, you know, and nothing really surprises me in this issue anymore, which is, by the way, a huge national security risk, but nothing really surprises me anymore, but that did. So that really did. And I went online and talked to some of my members and the patriots out there, and there were a lot of them that were just not surprised. I mean, what a sad state of affairs that we are in when we lose the support and, I don't know, respect is earned. When you lose the respect of the politicians, the people that we put into office, faster than we can elect them just so that they can step on us again. This, something has to change.
You know, I saw Trey Gowdy making this announcement, and it was like he had glass in his eyes when he was doing it. I don't know how, I don't know why, but his arm was twisted to do this because this man was not passionate. This man had no oomph when I saw him at this rally introducing Marco Rubio. It was almost like he was signaling, I don't want to do this, folks, the way I saw it. However, two things again. Number one, it goes to show you how these pigs in D.C. think. Just because one person that we used to support comes out and supports Marco Rubio, what, they think the whole ship is going to tip over, to tip over to the right and follow Trey Gowdy going over to Rubio? Hell no. When the ship isn't going to lean over with a crowd of people rushing over to follow Trey Gowdy. No, we're going to throw his fanny overboard with Marco Rubio. Now, I have to suspect what the hell was going on with these Benghazi hearings and these other hearings that he was chairing, where, yeah, he was making a lot of noise, but what was the end result? You know, what of substance was produced from these? And the answer is nothing.
What was accomplished? Nothing.
Right,
yeah.
Nothing.
I want to ask you a question, Ruthie. This whole deportation situation, and we'll go back to the Trent Gowdy, and I'll express my views on that. But the deportation that the Obama administration is currently pondering to do, that to me, I don't know. I want to get your impression on that. But my impression is that they're basically doing this because they see that the Ted Cruz's and the Donald Trumps are basically taking a lot of the spotlight, and they're basically, and people are listening. They're basically trying to do the same thing. Am I right or am I wrong?
I put out a commentary on this when I first saw this, because this, and I'm so glad, Ruben, you brought it up, because this one I get a little more heated on my program, but I started with this. Who in their right mind believes that all of a sudden, after 7+ years of aiding and abetting the lawless illegal alien, that he is going to come out now, while ignoring border security, of course, he is going to come out now and do this? This is an insult to our intelligence. This is nothing more. Epic failure, Obama. This is nothing more than a photo op. What is happening here is, and for the listeners, he is not going to be deporting illegal aliens per se.
What a crock. You can't believe that. I mean, with this man, Ruthie, if his lips are moving, the guy's lying. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Continue.
That's okay. What it is what they are supposedly, after the first of the year, they are going to start raids, and who they are targeting are illegal aliens who overstayed, who were told to deport and did not. That's who they are going after. What is going to happen, mark my words for all of your listeners, what is going to happen is they're going to find a few bad guys. They're going to do a few photo ops. And then when hell comes to pay and another illegal alien kills another American, like, say, Kate Steinle, and we can't get Kate's law passed, then what's going to happen is Obama and the minion media, the main, you know, mainstream media, including Fox News, will put it out there. But he's trying. He's deporting those that were ordered to deport. Look what he's doing, and it is such a bunch of bullshit. I can't hardly believe it. Anybody in their right mind that thinks that Obama all of a sudden grew a pair and is going to start deporting illegal aliens, those that were already told to deport, and said, screw you, and just didn't show up in court. If you believe that, man, oh, man, I got a bridge for you. I want to stop.
I don't believe it either. I think this is just basically to intervene in how popular Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are.
Yes, they're trying to blunt
the
popularity he's gaining.
Yeah.
Now, the good news of this is, if there is any silver lining in this, and there's only a little because it's just more lies and pandering and... But the only really good news is that this really puts Hillary Clinton, who should be in cell block B, this really puts Clinton in a bad spot, because now she's either going to have to come out and support this, or she's going to have to go against it. And again, because of those who are actually standing up against illegal immigration and running for office, that's going to pit them against it, and it's going to make it very difficult for Clinton, and I'm glad to see it.
That's the only good thing
coming out of this.
You are correct. I was mentioning in my previous, I think the last two shows, not last week, but the previous to that, that there's going to be a backlash from many, many legal Hispanics that have come here the legal way. They will not be voting for the Democratic Party. And that's going to be a shocker to the Democratic Party.
And I'd like to just point out and I have many members who are Americans, but of Latino, Hispanic descent,
yeah,
that are Americans. They aren't Latino. They aren't Hispanics. They are Americans. But you can always tell those that are standing up for the United States of America, its rules, its laws, its constitution, because those are the Americans of Hispanic or Latino descent that assimilated, that speak English, that are on the front lines next to me screaming, go home. That's who it is. Are you familiar with Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project, Stolen Lives?
Yeah, she's going to be coming on the show in January.
Okay, Maria and I are good friends, and I am the state coordinator for the Remembrance Project here in Minnesota.
Yes.
Did you know that Maria is running for Congress?
Yes, I'm going to have, as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why she's going to be on the show.
Okay, just say hi for her from Ruthie.
Definitely.
I'll let her do all the rest. But, you know, the Remembrance Project is... and the reason I'm bringing that up is, one, because Ruben's from Texas, and Maria's from Texas, but here's a prime example of the insanity that we have going on. Anybody that had their TV on, like, say, Fox News today, we continually were pounded with this Ethan Couch, the affluential man, boy, who killed four people drunk in a
park.
Oh,
yeah,
him and his mom
took
off and went to Puerto Vallarta. Why is it? I am so sick and tired of this media press game, this subliminal messages, you know, like when you go to a movie theater and before the movie starts, they keep showing the popcorn and the pop makes you want to go get some kind of thing. You know what? We just had an accident in Rochester, New York, where an illegal alien drunk who has been previously deported, let's say Kate's Law again, who has been previously deported, put a little father and his daughter, a teenage girl, in the hospital and she's in critical condition. This happened, when was the, I should find the date here, the exact date, so I have it correct here. It was posted at, for those that want to look it up in New York, WHAM 1180. It was December 26th. And this guy is yet another preventable crime by an illegal alien previously deported, and this young teenager may not make it. Now, why in the hell wasn't that blasted all over Fox News instead of some white boy that fled and went over the border?
And how about that lady in Vegas?
I'm so tired.
Went over dozens of people. Went on the sidewalk. How about her? What's that?
37 of them, yeah. Where was that continuous coverage by the media? You know what it is?
Right. That happened in Vegas. I didn't even hear about that Rochester thing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's a real college town, you know. I've been up to Rochester, New York. It's a real college town.
Yeah. It really is very sad. I was just going to pull it up so I could tell you. Their names are Tony and Gianna Bartolucci. And, you know, he fled the scene. Their SUV burst into flames after the collision, and other people had to come out and save them. This puke ran from the scene. Did I say he's previously deported already?
No,
right,
man.
Security.
You know, they don't care. Then we have to listen to Obama's BS. Where, you know, when he goes to gun control, if it saves even one child's life, in the meantime, there's this carnage going on that's almost like a World War One Verdun battle scene with thousands of casualties. But when it comes to gun control, if it just saves one child's life, I
just got to say the words Fast and Furious. I'm sorry, Brian Terry.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. Oh, please. Please. One time I put something on my Facebook wall. I put it so it would be saved. And this was last year. The 253 atrocities committed by the Bolshevik apparatchik coming out of D.C. You know, and it's funny, now that I think about it, I think in 2010 I wrote an article that was published all over Washington, D.C., the new communist global HQ, for God's sake, the way it is. And also the Muslim Brotherhood HQ.
Yeah, it's such utter nonsense. You know, and that does bring us back to border security. And this is, I don't care, there is no way the Schumers and the bat crazy 24/7 Pelosi's, these kind of people cannot ignore that illegal entry, all of our borders and all of our ports, but specifically at our southern border, is not a national security risk.
They don't care. They will lie about it. They will be deceitful about it till the cows come home. You could cut off their arms and legs, and they still wouldn't admit to it. They're like android, zombie, radical leftist, as far as I'm concerned, sociopaths. I'm sorry.
For Maria's, you know, just a little plug beforehand, do go and look up the Remembrance Project or Stolen Lives. The listeners should. Also, you can just punch into a search engine victims of illegal aliens. There are several groups that have listed the victims. So in this couch case, four people were tragically killed, murdered, if you want, and justice must be served. And I'm not siding with this guy whatsoever. I think they should haul him back up here, treat him as adult, and throw him in jail. However, what really irritates me is that because he is a rich, white, young man, they can pound away 24/7 on this, but you can go to pages and pages of victims at the hands of someone who should not have been in this country in the first place, and you hear jack crap any of the media sources. You will hear it from me. On my show, I do, not a plug for the show, but just so you know, I do a half an hour of news.
Go ahead, Ruthie, plug it. Plug it. Go ahead.
I do a half an hour of news, and then I do a half an hour of what's called the criminally and or insane segment. And, you know, the hardest part of that segment is, and it, because it sets me off right away, but the hardest part are the children, the child rapes that are occurring.
Oh.
You know, and with these refugees coming in, and I had a guest that I interviewed, a new friend, a new patriot from England that I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, and asked him about the Muslim rape gangs over there and in England. And folks, it is frightening, and the things he were saying, we are allowing it to happen in the United States in sequence to what was happening in England. We're just a little bit behind them all the way.
They don't care, Ruthie.
Frightening.
They don't give a damn about the destruction, the carnage, and the suffering. They just don't care. All they want the checks from the government, and they want to, and I'm sure when these people register to vote, that they don't even have an option of which party. I'm sure they just fill out a piece of paper that says they're joining the Democrat Party, because I've seen that.
We are collateral.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that, because I saw that in New York City when I turned 18, way back in 1972, and they were registering all the high school students. They didn't even have forms there to join a different party. So, but my point also is a lot of dumbass Democrats are walking around that don't even know that they're Democrats. They just think they registered to vote. But anyway.
Well, you know, I think.
Plug your show, Ruthie. What time is your show on, Ruthie?
My show is the Patriot Network News.
Give us your website. Give us your website and the time of your show.
Okay. They can go to theRuthieReport.com or MinsirProject.com. That's MNSIRProject.com, because I started a group nationwide back in 2005, and it's Minnesotans Seeking Immigration Reform. We refer to it as MNSIR. So they can either go to MinsirProject.com or TheRuthieReport.com. There is an RSS feed right there. They can click right there and tune in and listen in. I am at Patriot Network News. The show airs live, and then will be archived there, of course, at Spreaker. But it airs live 9 to 11 Central Time on Thursday evenings. If somebody is listening and they want to get a hold of me, please feel free. I take it from both sides. You know, if you want to argue with me, it's always good practice. Feel free, and then I'll just shut you down. If you want to give me praises, well, hell's bells. Let's go ahead and do that. My email address is TheRuthieReport@yahoo.com or MinSir, MINNSIR at yahoo.com. Or the easiest way would just be to go to Facebook and look up The Ruthie Report and join Facebook.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that tonight. You're going to get a friend request from me, Ruthie.
I was thinking, oh my God, if Ruben starts, you know, kind of pushing a candidate, and, you know, I may not totally agree with that candidate, seeing that Doreen told me just 2 hours ago that Ruben was going to be on the program. I thought, oh my God, I got to go check his guy.
Ruben is a big cruise guy.
I'm looking all over the place for Ruben.
Yeah, Ruben is a big cruise guy. I'm a big Trump guy. But Ruben and I have no animosity either towards each other or the other. As far as I'm concerned, I want Trump. If not Trump, Cruz. If not Trump or Cruz, I'm probably going to Panama.
I'm with you, Ruthie and Mark. My number one concern is the United States of America. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. But I think one of the things that I learned last week when I was in Des Moines, in Waterloo, in Dubuque, in Ames, is that people have had it with illegal immigration, have had it with Syrian refugees, have had it with Obamacare, have had it with the state of the economy, and they're angry, and they're going to come out in full force next year.
You know, and there was just an article that was out where they were touting, believe it or not, that illegal immigration in the refugee program, but primarily illegal immigration, is leading this election cycle. And I'm thinking, you know what? We have been lied to since 1986, and we keep getting the same crap. They get in there, they say one thing when they're running for office, we elect them in there, expecting them to do their job, stand up for law and order and the law-abiding citizen of the United States, an American, and enforce the laws we already have on the books instead of, you know, creating Marco Rubio, new ones, those kinds of things, and only to be dismayed, dished, told to sit down and shut up when they change their minds. And you know what? There are millions of us that now the issue of illegal immigration is primary to millions of us, and we are not going to be dismissed. We are not going to be silent. We are going to rest up over this holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year season, and we are going to gear up. Hold on to your pants, boys, because we're all coming at you, and this time, you know, and just I just gotta tell everybody what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen in about 2 months. We are going to hear the same dead horse, tired approach from the GOP that we hear every single time, and it's going to be, golly gee, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to get Donald Trump out. Ted Cruz they don't like either. They're going to push their golden boy, either, well, Jeb Bush with his 2% plus 500 votes that he got from Grant.
I am loving that. I am just loving that.
Anyway, they're going to push somebody. They're going to hope that it sticks on the wall. They're going to shove it down our throats. And if they are successful in getting those gentlemen off of the ballot some way, they are going to say, well, golly gee, you don't want Hillary to win, do you? That has been the game forever. Even if we don't like it, it was the same game with when people were screaming about McCain. It was the same game with Romney. Well, you don't want the Democrat to win. You know what? You got George Will. George Will, the political GOP rhino pundit, put out an article, the hack, that he would rather have Clinton win than to have Trump win. You know what?
I've been saying that for months now. Ruthie. It's no surprise.
All that proves is that to the establishment, to the rhino GOP establishment and all of the progressives on the other side of the fence, this is nothing more than a game. You know what? The patriots of this country have had it with your game.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up. We are going to kick your
go
ass.
Go Donald.
Or I got to write it in. I'm going to vote for who I want.
I want the Donald Trump wrecking ball. Well, like I stated, I spoke to so many different folks in so many different areas, the cities, the rural areas, and those were the issues that really they're concerned, and they're going to come out. You know, in 2012, a lot of the Christian folks in the state of Iowa stayed home. They told me, they said, we stayed home because we didn't want to vote for Mitt Romney because he didn't have the beliefs. And I said, so why are you coming out in 2016? Because we believe that Ted Cruz has been the most consistent conservative out there. When he was elected in Texas, he was elected by the grassroots. Now they're telling everyone that he was elected by the oil people. No, his opponent was basically given money by the oil people.
And the establishment GOP.
He was
renegade right out of the gate. I agree with you.
Right.
And I try really hard on the program, and I'm sure it does bleed through some, but I try very hard on my program not to push a a candidate per se, but to push the message of what the show is all about. I don't care. We can have a discussion on who the best candidate is, but if you're going to throw somebody at me like Gramnesty or Kasich or John McCain or, you know, we could just go down the line here, Paul Ryan, just, you know, Marco Rubio. If you are going to give me one of those people that stand in direct violation of my beliefs on this country and illegal immigration, I will write in a candidate that I think will do the job. And
wait, did I hear you mention Lindsey Graham? Because I was wondering why my gay doll went off. Maybe that was possibly the reason.
Well, I keep putting out there that Jeb Bush now is at 2.5% or, you know, 2% plus 500 because that's what he got from Lindsey Graham. But, you know, that's just being a little sarcastic.
Right, right. Yeah, so I think so far he's about, what do you think, $250,000 a vote over there at the Bush camp?
Well, you know, that is another thing that people, you know, sometimes you get so involved. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody because I do this. You know, I have a full-time job, and then I come home and do this all night long. But, you know, if you took a giant step back, the whiny, it's all about love candidate for president, if you looked at him, he isn't fit. Why would anybody continue to spend, not get it that he's at 2%, not get it, meaning not too bright, and then spend millions of dollars on a campaign that is going absolutely nowhere, which means he is as far from conservatism as you can get.
It's going to their Republican buddies out there, Ruthie. Come on, Ruth. You got to get with the program. The game is about laundering money. Whether it's laundering tax money by the Republicans or laundering taxpayer money by the Democrats.
I'm just so tired of Bush. I can't hardly stand
their game.
Well, and now he's thrown down the card to Trump that just came out a day or two ago where he wants to have a debate.
Yeah, and Trump is just going to ignore them. Well, wait a second. I tell him, wait a second. I'm at 40%. You're at 2.5%. Why the hell do I have to debate you? Have a nice day, sir.
Exactly. I just, you know, it's just political pundancy. But now, Doreen had told me there was two things that she kind of wanted me to focus on, so I'm just going to throw them out there real quick, and you guys go with it as you want. One was Marco Rubio, and we all know where he stands on this. I mean, you can pull up Schumer Marco Rubio in a search engine. I mean, seriously. If you have
sellout. Yeah, he's a sellout.
Where he stands on this. And we've already talked about Trey Gowdy, so that kind of takes care of that. He did state that about this, I just got to throw it out there real quick, the citizenship or the green cards for illegal aliens, you know, he'll throw it out there that, well, golly gee, they get to stay, but they don't get a green card for 10 years or 5 years or whatever you want to throw at it because it seems to change with him. The problem that Marco Rubio doesn't get is that the illegal aliens could care less about citizenship or green cards. If they actually became citizens, they'd actually have to start paying taxes. They don't care. The point is that they're here striving and living off being Americans while, you know, the carnage continues. But so for all of you that have any doubt about Marco Rubio, punch in Schumer Rubio, and that'll answer your questions. The other thing that Doreen asked me to bring up is piecemeal versus comprehensive legislation. They're both a joke.
Mm-hmm. I told
you. Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you. I hear something. Go ahead, Ruben. I'm sorry.
Just quick, I want to touch on something that I had mentioned to Doreen in the past, and your specialty is illegal alien immigration.
Illegal immigration.
We need to find out, and I want to get your perspective on it, the influence that George Soros in his Open Society. funding organizations like LULAC, like La Raza, all these organizations that are basically proponents of the whole illegal immigration.
Ruben, the DOJ funds La Raza also. We don't have to go outside the shores to look for these Nazis, which is what Soros was. You know, Soros was helping the Nazis round up Jews in Hungary. Now, hearing this guy, you know, the first house they rounded up was the richest Jewish guy in the town. You know, and they worked their way down as they pillaged their wealth because that's his speed. But the DOJ gives money to La Raza. This is what I'm constantly banging this drum, the laundering of taxpayer monies. It goes to La Raza. I'm sure they're giving money to Black Lives Matter because that's how the Bolsheviks roll. No doubt in my mind.
That's being done through Open Society, which is a George Soros entity.
Yeah,
take a giant step back, folks, and look. Why in the hell are we giving money to La Raza in the first place? And La Raza stands for the race. So you want to talk racism, here we go. But why are we giving them any money, period? If they want money, why don't they have to get it? Donations and everything else like the rest of us do. Why are we giving them money to work against the nation?
Because that's
just
how the Bolsheviks
ludicrous.
In Washington, D.C. roll. I mean,
exactly.
I say this every show, and I say this sadly because I don't regard the intelligence of many Americans highly. I have to say that, So I constantly repeat this. The leftists are laundering taxpayer money from the Treasury to support leftist causes, campaigns, persons, and initiatives to the tune of tens of billions of dollars, if not more. Now, it's always been going on, but under Jackass, I'm sure it's increased exponentially. Because, like you say, Fast and Furious, how many millions of dollars did that cost? I mean, you could just go, La Raza, what the hell? I've heard La Raza leaders on TV. They're flaming Marxists.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. What is the U.S.? Now, I want to ask you this question to both of you. How much money do you think government agencies have given to Tea Party and conservative organizations and persons? How much
nothing.
Do you think
we're busting both? Their chops, not giving them a permit or a code, you know, the so,
exactly.
You know,
the answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. The answer is the only thing they received was harassment and government totalitarianism. That's the only thing conservatives and Tea Party got. But the leftist nuts and racists get taxpayer money.
Yep.
Persecution is what our Tea Party brothers and sisters have been
getting
from the DOG, DOJ and this government. But
including Doreen's group. Including Doreen's first group. You know that.
Yeah, but
Doreen's first group, we had problems with the IRS.
Yes. But my question is what can we do as united patriotic Americans? What can we do to basically in regards to these organizations that are funded by a guy, an evil guy like George Soros?
Well, you know, can we do? We have to unite. We have to stop with this divide and conquer kind of thing. There's always seems to be too many chiefs and not enough Indians kind of thing going on. We have to unite and be serious about our message if we are going to really save this country. But the deal is with saving the money is getting the right in office. We sit out here, let's see, there's some bill that's going to go to the floor and Congress is going to talk about it, and it is, you know, beneficial. I don't want to make fun of it that we all get on the phones and we call, but these congressmen and women, ignore us. They don't care. Until we get somebody in there, and until we make enough noise, because the anarchy train is speeding at us, folks. And sooner or later, the people that are working, who are having their hard-earned dollars taxed enough already, stolen from their hands.
Okay, I think we have to wrap up.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's very informative. I'll be calling in to your show.
Yeah, me too, Ruthie. I want to mix it up, man.
Gentlemen, thank you. This has been very fun. Thank you very much. And please tell Doreen to get better. And, you know, I'll have to have you guys on sometime. How's that?
That sounds
fantastic.
Good. God bless America.
Happy New Year.
God bless America. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless America.
Bye.
Have a good evening. Okay, so we'll see each other next Tuesday with another exciting program on Students for a Better Future. Thank you.